This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Super Bowl Sunday, a great time of the year to get ready for the garden, and what I would hope that you're all doing is planning it out on paper this year. Just don't go out in the garden and say, well, we'll put the tomatoes here and a little lettuce here and some squash there and onions, and plan it out on a piece of paper. It will make things a lot easier for you, because what you want to do is you want to rotate the position of where you planted those vegetables from the previous year. It really will help you to have a better crop in your vegetable garden if you plant your tomatoes in a different area. And what I try and do is, the first year I planted them on the left side of the garden. The second year, I went to the middle. And the third year, I went to the right. And then I went left, middle, right. And it gives the soil a chance to rest for 2 years, because each vegetable that you plant requires different nutrition. So by allowing the soil to rest for a year and not continuously pull the same nutrition out of the soil, the ground has a chance to prepare and get ready and rebuild, and that way you have a much better crop. So when you jar it out on paper and you save it, then you know what you did the past year, and you can prepare for the following year, and it will definitely help you a great deal. And plus, you know what you're going to buy. And the number one failure I think that people do is they tend to overplant. And like, for example, I plant my tomatoes 3 feet apart, and the rows are 3 feet apart. It gives them plenty of room. And we have a lot of people that will call, or people that I will talk to, and they plant their tomatoes 18 inches apart in the rows 3 feet apart, and they grow into each other, they shade each other, and they're competing for the same nutrition in the soil, water, sunlight, and you end up with less production because of the competition. So read the label on the back of the package that tells you how far apart, and it will make a tremendous difference. When I put in my plants, I get great production because they're getting plenty of light, and they also ripen earlier in the case of tomatoes, in the case of things like broccoli and cauliflower and cabbage and Brussels sprouts. They need some room to grow too. And if you jam them too close together, they're just not going to do what they should, and they don't mature as quickly. So it really is important that you try and follow the directions. And the same thing with your flower gardens. You know, a lot of us, we want instant color. We're so anxious after being stuck in the house all winter long, the cold, the snow, the ice. And that's what we get coming on Tuesday and Wednesday, another storm with snow, sleet, freezing rain. It's going to be a fun Wednesday, I'll tell you. But after you've gone through that for several months, you're looking forward to spring, and you want to see almost instant color. And a lot of us tend to put our flowers too close together, and they just don't do what they should. They don't get a chance to really branch out. They're growing like soldiers instead of bushing out and being nice and thick and full and more productive. So read the labels and talk to friends and look at gardening books and give us a call. You know, it's easy. It's toll-free. And the number here is 855-660-4261. It's as simple as that. And Isaiah is studying for a midterm college. Nathan is filling his shoes today, and he'll help you get ready for the process. And that way we can solve some of the problems before the season arrives. And one other thing, if you haven't done it yet, if you have any early spring flowering shrubs and trees, while the weather is good, again, there's a storm coming on into the northeast on Tuesday afternoon and Wednesday, get outside today, bring a pair of pruners, and cut some of your spring flowering plants. Plants like forsythia, beautiful golden yellow plant with arching branches. Cut them about 2 to 3 feet. Bring them inside the house. Get a big vase, tall vase. Fill it full of warm water. And then where you made the cut, at the bottom of your branch, take that pruner and slit the end of the stem straight up and down. And that will give you 2 half stems. The moisture, the water, can get up into the stem quicker, and that will wake up the buds. And within 7 to 10 days, your forsythia will be in full bloom in your vase, on your kitchen table or dining room table. And then when it does get stormy, you can laugh because you've got forsythia in bloom. But you can do all of your fruit trees, apples, peaches, pears, plums, cherries, nectarines, they can all be pruned and the branches brought in. And what I try and do is do it every couple of weeks during the winter, and that way I can enjoy color. And by the time spring gets here, the pruning's all done. And then, of course, all of your flowering cherry, your flowering plum, your flowering crab apple can also be brought in. So take advantage of some of that material on your property. Do a little selective pruning to give it a better shape and to control the size of the plant. And enjoy the color early. You don't have to wait until May and June. You could do it yourself at this time of the year and really enjoy the color. And you should be looking for your seeds at your local nursery, garden center. They all have them right now. They're on the walls, and they're ready for you to look at and to get your seed starter soil. Dr. Earth's got a great product. Fafard has a great product. And you want to use the seed starter soil. It makes a difference. They put beneficial microbes in it that will speed up germination, and you'll have a lot more seeds that will germinate. That way you can select the best ones. And then trays. You can put them in little shell trays, and they will sell them, similar to an egg carton, where they each have their own pot. Or you can plant them in a solid flat, put 9 to 12 seedlings in there, and grow them on your windowsill. And that will save you a lot of money in the long run. You can buy a package of seed for $1.50, maybe $2. And in that package, you can grow about 50 plants. You go to buy 50 plants, most of the nurseries are now selling 6 packs, and you're paying the price of 1 package of seeds for 6 plants. So if you buy a package of seeds, some soil, some trays, it's a big savings. And that way you can enjoy. The other thing that you can start to do now, if you have any English ivy that's growing on your property, or maybe your kids or your parents have English ivy, ask them if you can take a few cuttings. Go to the house, take some cuttings about 6 inches long, buy a package of rooting powder, dip them in a rooting powder, put them in a pot with some soil, and now you're growing your English ivy for your window boxes and your containers. And it costs you basically nothing. But call us. We're here for you. If you planted new broadleaf evergreens this year, roses or hydrangeas, protect them with WiltStop this winter. WiltStop will seal the moisture in the stems, branches, and leaves, preventing dehydration during our cold and windy winters. Bonide WiltStop will also keep your cut holiday greens fresh longer. Just miss your wreaths, roping, centerpieces, and yes, the Christmas tree. Less needle drop, better color, and freshness. That's Bonide WiltStop.
Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
If deer, rabbits, skunks, and squirrels are driving you crazy, it's time to treat your property with EverGuard repellent. This is a commercial product available to you, the homeowner, for the first time. EverGuard is safe to use around kids and pets. It will last for up to 8 weeks, so treat the perimeter of your vegetable garden because it's eco-friendly. Go to EverGuardRepellents.com or call 877-337-3337. EverGuard.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soap that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is toll free. It's 855-660-4261. Isaiah is studying for midterms, and filling in his shoes is Nathan this morning. So when you call, you'll be talking with Nathan, and he'll get you ready so that we can take your questions. Nathan, who's up first today?
Well, over there in Massachusetts, we've got Diane, and she'd like to discuss orchids.
Okay. Diane, good morning. How can we help you with your orchids today?
Yes, I purchased my first orchid recently.
Good.
And it came with a few directions saying to water it once a week with an equivalent of the size of an ice cube and keep it in bright light but avoid direct sunlight. And away from drafts and not below 55 degrees.
Okay.
It's a small one. It's a baby one. And it's in a really small pot. And I just don't know what else I should do for it. And how long do they last?
Okay. Is the flower kind of rounded, the petals?
Let's see. Yes.
Okay, and the leaves look like straps with a rounded end on them? Rather than being pointed?
They're a bit round.
Okay, it sounds
good.
Yeah, it sounds like it's the Phalaenopsis orchid, and you see a lot of those in florists. You'll see them in the box stores, and because it's one of the easiest of the orchids to take care of, and also it's one that will rebloom a year on the same date. So it will bloom for about
depending on, you know, if you have buds on it. It should bloom for about 2 months, sometimes even a little bit longer.
Okay.
And when it gets done blooming, you just remove that flower stem, and I would repot it to a larger size. So the pot that it's in now is probably, what, like 3 inches?
Yes, it's pretty small.
Yeah, I would knock it out of there when it's done blooming now, because if you try and transplant a flowering plant,
yeah,
when it's in bloom, you run the risk of disturbing the roots, possibly shocking it, and then the flower won't last as long. So it's accustomed to growing in that small pot.
Uh-huh.
When it gets done blooming, you want to put it into a pot, let's say, is 2 inches larger. And you can just use potting soil. Now, it's probably a combination of bark chips and soil. So when you pull it out of the pot, the wood chips are going to crumble. Don't be concerned. And what you're going to do, you'll end up actually having a plant with no soil around it. So you're going to mix the soil with your chunks of bark. Then you're going to replant it in that container. So it will probably be like 50% bark and 50% soil. And then you want to get a fertilizer called dynamite. And dynamite is used by a lot of orchid growers. It looks like a little BB. And every time you water, it will feed the orchid plant. And that way, it will get bigger leaves, it will get more leaves, and when it gets ready to bloom next year at this time, it's very possible that you will have 2 stems instead of 1. Now,
okay.
This is what I do with the orchids that I have like that. Right now, they're in full sun all day. And they stay in full sun until May. From May until September, they go in morning sun or late in the day sun, or you put them outside in on a porch or a deck in the shade, and then in September, bring them in full sun until May. Thank you. A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
Alright guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hi there, Dick Allgaier here. I was a mainstream television news reporter for over three decades. I normally never do commercial endorsements. I am very skeptical of health supplements, but a friend of mine told me about his experience with Synergy One, so I purchased a bottle, and my wife and I have been using it for a few weeks now. I very much dislike so-called energy boosters, those little energy drinks that have caffeine and guarana and other things that make your heart race. This is not that. My experience with Synergy One has been great. My mood is better. My joints feel better. I have more vigor, more stamina, way increased productivity. My wife and I both noticed that we even dream more. So I recommend Synergy One. It's really good stuff. I'm having great results with it.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is toll free. It's 855-660-4261. Nathan, who's up next?
Looks like we got, oh, here, hold on. Sorry.
Tom.
Okay.
In Massachusetts.
Okay, Tom, good morning. How can we help you out today?
Morning, Paul.
Morning.
I was in the supermarket, and right next to the regular walnuts, the English walnuts,
yes,
there was some walnuts, and it says black walnuts, and it said a taste of the wild side.
Right.
And so I was trying to figure out what they were, and I looked at my plant book. And under black walnut, it gave some uses for the plant, but when it came to the seed, it didn't say it was edible. So in the next plant down, there was, I think it's in the same family, it has some common names for the next plant, and it said butternut, and it says that seed is edible.
Right.
So I'm trying to figure out, is that the one, the butternut one?
If they're selling it at the supermarket,
yes,
then most likely it is the butternut walnut.
Right. And it says that they both grow in the northeastern mm-hmm. United States. If I was to see one of these trees, is there a way to, like, tell which one, the difference between the black walnut and the butternut is like...
You can tell by the leaf of the tree, by the bark, and you can tell by the actual nut itself. Each variety has specific characteristics, and... if you go on the internet, they'll show you the different types, or you could send me a picture of it, and I can identify it for you. But that particular tree, the walnut, especially the black walnut, if you have on your property a big tree, a tree that's, let's say, 12 inches or more in diameter, and it was a tree that you were going to take down, if there was a lumber yard near you, you just go to the lumber yard and say, I've got a big walnut, black walnut. Is that something that you'd be interested in? And I'll tell you, they would come right to your house and they would take it down just for the wood. It's a very valuable piece of timber. And it's got a nice, delicate nut, just like it said in the book that you were reading. And they grow a lot down south. I had a friend that lived in Texas, and they grew a lot of walnuts, and they absolutely loved them. And every year at Christmas time, I would get a package from him, and inside were walnuts that they had picked from their own trees.
Now the butternut is the edible one, and the black walnut, the seed is not edible?
Right. Squirrels will eat them, but for you, they don't have a very good taste. And but this butternut one is very, very good, and the lumber for all of your walnuts are very, very valuable. This friend in Texas, his parents owned quite a bit of acreage, and when they bought the land, they planted about 10 acres of walnut trees so that when they retired, they could sell the lumber and live off the money that came from the lumber. So it's a very valuable tree, but that butternut is the variety that you want, and there are nurseries that do sell seedlings of them, or you know, maybe three to 4 foot tall plants that you could grow in your own backyard, and after it's grown for a while, it will be able to bear fruit that you can harvest and enjoy.
Is the English walnut lumber valuable too?
Oh yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, all of your walnut is very, very hard. And carpenters and people that do interior design will use it as a featured lumber.
Thank you, Paul.
I thank you. You have a wonderful weekend, and don't forget to watch the Pats.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Nathan, who's up next?
The one on the line at the moment.
Okay. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. So if you need some help with your garden, maybe you're going to be doing some landscaping and you want to choose the right plant, depending on your windows, depending on the location, depending on something that's going to give you just evergreen foliage all year, or something that's going to give you a little bit of color, give us a call, and we'll work together to give you some ideas of some shrubs and trees that would give you color during a specific time of the year. And it's always nice to have color come in. You don't want planting the front of your home with shrubs that are all going to bloom at the same time. You get 3 weeks, maybe 4 weeks of color, and then it's all done. So it's nice to have staggered blooming time, and that's something that can be done very, very easy. And the landscaping industry, the nursery industry, has done a lot of work into developing new varieties of summer flowering. In the spring, we have azaleas, we have mountain laurel, we have Japanese andromeda, we have rhododendrons, and things like skimmia, and your hollies will have some flowers on them, and a few other evergreen plants. But up until just a few years ago, during the summer, you really didn't have a heck of a lot that came into bloom when you were spending a lot of time outside. I mean, when your azaleas are in bloom, you're not going to be able to sit out in the backyard for the most part and enjoy the air and the season, because it starts off cool and ends off cool, and your temperatures are not that warm. But during the summer, when you're at a pool or you're sitting on your deck and you want to get some nice color so that you can enjoy your backyard, they've been doing a lot of work on hydrangea. And the thing that they've really worked hard on, and they have succeeded, they have produced a lot of pink and red hydrangea. And we'll talk about that today. But if you have a question, call us, 855-660-4261. Nathan, who do we have that just needs a little help with their garden?
Well, we've got Judy in Western Mass, and she's asking about African violet blooming.
Okay. Judy, good morning. How can we help you with your African violets today?
Good morning, Paul. Thank you for taking my call. I have an African violet, and I'm wondering how often I should feed it.
Okay. African violets usually are fed on a monthly basis. They don't need a lot of food, and if you overfeed them, then they don't bloom as much. They tend to produce a lot of foliage. They grow very quickly. I mean, they look gorgeous, but you don't get the number of flowers that you should. Now, what are you using for a fertilizer on them?
Miracle-Gro.
Okay. What I'd like to see you do, Miracle-Gro is a good food, but has a lot of nitrogen in it, and that tends to produce a lot of foliage. So I'd like you to pick up a bottle of the Neptune's Harvest Fish and Seaweed Fertilizer. I don't want you to take the Miracle-Gro and throw it away. And what you could do is you could alternate them. And the reason with the Neptune's Harvest, it has some phosphorus and it has potash, but it has less nitrogen, to give the plant a chance to stop working so hard to make leaves for that plant. And by adding the Neptune's Harvest, then you will get more blossoms on it. Now, African violets, I take care of the same as I do orchids. We had a caller earlier in the program, and African violets can take full sun from September until May. So a south-facing window, and they just love that sun, the heat. And the other thing that will help your African violets to grow even better is if you can take a saucer and measure the width of your plant. So if the pot's 4 inch, your African violet will probably be 6 or 7 inches wide. If you got a plastic saucer, fill it with stones, set your African violet on top of the, like, marble chip or pea stone, if you have a pea stone driveway, and then every day add water to the saucer. And what will happen is, as the day progresses, the moisture that's in your saucer will evaporate, and it will create humidity around the African violet. And when you get plenty of light and you get that humidity, it will help the plant to produce flowers almost nonstop in your home. So full sun, September to May, and then May to September, put it in a window where you're going to get morning sun or late in the day sun, and they'll do spectacular.
No, this African violet will dry completely, you know, the soil. How moist should I keep the soil?
Oh, I don't let it go bone dry. I'll feel the soil and pick up the pot. Just grab it by the lip and pick it up. And after you've been doing that for 2 or 3 weeks, you'll be able to tell by the weight of the pot. And what I do with the violets is I'll bring it to the sink and I'll syringe the leaves to get any of the dust that's in your house, just like the dust that's on your coffee table.
Mm-hmm.
And I use warm water and I fill the pot with water until it comes out of the bottom. That way I saturate all the soil, I let it drain, and then I put it back on my saucer with the stones on it, and they do wonderful. So if it's a cloudy 2 or 3 weeks, you may only water it twice a month. It just depends on the amount of sun.
Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with Wiltproof anti-desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use Wiltproof, the number one selling plant protectant this fall. We spend a lot of time and money on our gardens. We have great intentions, and sometimes our expectations are not met. Our plants need to be fed regularly to grow and develop properly. If you're using a liquid plant food that must be reapplied every 2 weeks, will you remember to do it? No. That's why I use Dynamite, continuous feeding fertilizer that lasts for 9 months. Every time you water, the plant gets fed. Use Dynamite like the professional growers do. Dynamite.
Mice moving into your home in the fall? Would you like to prevent them from coming into your home, your garage, your tool shed, your camper or trailer? Well, there's a great solution. It's called Mouse Magic. Safe to use around kids and pets. Bonide has the answer. Mouse Magic. It's all natural mouse repellent. Mouse Magic has a pleasant aroma. The smell is like spearmint and peppermint and can be found at your local nursery and garden center.
If deer, rabbits, skunks, and squirrels are driving you crazy, it's time to treat your property with EverGuard repellent. This is a commercial product available to you, the homeowner, for the first time. EverGuard is safe to use around kids and pets. It will last for up to 8 weeks, so treat the perimeter of your vegetable garden because it's eco-friendly. Go to EverGuardRepellents.com or call 877-337-3337. EverGuard.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him. Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he's lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Scent, The Journey of a Conspiracy Analyst, author C.L. Hendman ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into the stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreonthescent.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. Bookstoreonthescent.com.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you.
Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks? Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled P-I-X, PixWireless.com.
Welcome to the Paul Perrin Garden Club. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Nathan, who's up next?
Looks like we've got Karen, and she's in Massachusetts, and she's talking about moving an ornamental Japanese maple.
Wonderful. Okay, Karen, good morning. You're getting a little bit of spring fever, right?
Oh, I've had spring fever. I have petunias that are in bloom right now, and I think it's called calantia. I always call it the wrong thing. Everything's blooming in my house. And I went out last week after listening to you and cut some different like lilac twigs and one off of my
peaches.
What's the one? A nectarine.
Okay.
And I have it. I have them all in water, waiting for them to bloom, and they've all got buds. But the reason I'm calling today is, in my front yard, I have. It's a pretty good sized front yard. It's mostly lawn, but I dug. I had somebody put in probably a 20-foot long rectangular island.
Okay.
And at one end, I have a weeping pussy willow tree that's doing fantastic. On the far end, I have a ornamental Japanese tree. It's one of those real feathery, delicate ones.
Oh, the Japanese maple.
But I have another Japanese maple in my backyard that's completely different. It's hardier. This
right.
one is more really delicate and feathery leaves. It doesn't seem to be doing too good. I bought it. It's probably 6 or 7 years old, and it really hasn't grown. Every year, I seem to lose a few twigs, and I give it everything. I give it a Spoma plant tone, holly tone, bear tree and shrub. I bought natural alternatives, plant food. I feed it Neptune. I mean, it gets everything you can think of. What I'm wondering is, it's in full sun. Maybe it doesn't like that. And I also put, like, Magic Hell down on my lawn, and I'm wondering if maybe some of that is getting into this island and it doesn't like sweet soil.
No.
So I want... Oh, okay. So I want to replant that, and I also want to replant a smoke bush I bought 9 years ago, and I put near my deck, and I have yet to get a flower, and I have yet for it to grow taller than 5.5 feet tall.
Okay. Let's start with the Japanese maple.
Okay.
The Japanese maple, there are literally hundreds of different varieties, and the leaf type that you have is one that is a little bit more delicate. And as far as exposure, sun all day, that's okay. The problem occurs because it's in the middle of your yard, it's wide open, it's not sheltered from the wind. So you've got two choices to prevent some of this dieback. And I had the same problem. I have a little fish pond in my backyard.
I know. And I was at your house on one of your garden tours.
Okay. And I
have... Yeah, you have like a little Japanese. You have a little corner that's like a Japanese. Everything's Japanese, right?
Right.
Yep.
Right. And that particular maple is... sounds to be very similar to yours, and because it's open, I mean, it's getting the perfect light, but in that area, there's a lot of wind. And
yeah, and I do spray wilt proof, but in 1 year I canvassed it when it was like the first year, but maybe that's not enough, huh?
Yeah, I think if you're going to move it, it should be in a sheltered area, up against the house, or near a fence, someplace where you can break the wind, and that would make a big difference. And putting the wilt proof on it, like you're doing, will make a difference. But if we have a winter that it gets cold for a while, and then it gets hot, and then it gets cold again, then it gets hot, like we're having now, that's when you tend to have more dieback. If it gets cold and it stays cold, the plant can adapt to it. But it's hot and cold, and the buds don't know what to do, and you end up with some dehydration. So if you're going to move it, you need to move the tree before the leaves come on the plant.
Okay.
And so it's going to be during March or April. And the smoke bush, what I want you to do, measure about 2 to 2.5 feet from the main trunk. Take a shovel, jump on the shovel, cut a circle all the way around it, and then put the natural alternative fertilizer.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.